Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brown-Forman, the owner Jack Daniels, Woodford, and Old Forester, has fired the U.S.'s second largest wholesaler in 13 states. And if you want to find out why and how it affects the future of whiskey, then stick around. Before we get started, I would love to thank our patrons. We do have a Patreon support page, and the patrons that are donating there make these videos possible for all of you that are watching for free. And everyone's names that are on the screen right now are contributing at the top 3 levels. And if you want to find out more about how you can support the channel, stick around to the end. Now, let's do some disclaimers. The information in this video is an accumulation of information that I've gotten from journalists and reading online reports that I have interpreted based on my experience that I developed while working on distribution for the brand The Prideful Goat. So I do have some inside information that helps me interpret that stuff, but I am not technically a journalist, and some of this is my conjecture placed over the facts that I'm reading. So you need to have a basic understanding of the 3-tier system to understand this discussion. We've talked about this before. The producer has a license to put the alcohol in the bottle. The wholesaler and the distributor handle sales, distribution, the actual logistics, and warehousing of the product in state. And they sell to retailers like liquor stores, bars, and restaurants. And there are sometimes an importer if it's a foreign produced spirit. And sometimes bars and restaurants can't buy from the wholesaler. But generally speaking, we have a 3-tier system. That 3-tier system was basically created by bootleggers in 1933 so that they could solidify their power over distribution of alcohol. And those rules have not really changed since 1933, especially for spirits. So let's talk about some financial factors that play into this scenario so that you can understand what Brown-Forman's motivations were. And we're going to talk about a $100 bottle and who gets what money from it. So first thing you need to know is that roughly, in general, these are rough numbers, producers try to operate on at least a 35% margin. The wholesaler in the spirits industry typically operate on around a 30% margin, some 28, some 35, but we'll say 30 on average. And then retailers try to operate on a 30-point margin, and there are obviously some variances in that category as well, but just on average, 35, 30, and 30. So on a $100 bottle, the retailer makes $30 roughly, because they have a 30% margin. Of that $70 that the wholesaler sold it to them for, there's about $21 worth of profit in that $100 bottle. And the producer makes around $17 on that $100 bottle. And it costs them around $32 for them to produce the product. So that is the framework under which we're, you know, going to be making decisions. And if you look at the numbers, the producer on a $100 bottle, well, on any bottle with these numbers, is making, you know, almost half of what the retailer makes for that bottle sale. And so that's going to play very heavily into R&DC's decision here. So kind of the state of the industry, wholesalers have grown to be much larger than the producers that they support. And so a couple of years ago, I was doing research on the relationship between RNDC and Sazerac Corporation. And we all know Sazerac because they own Buffalo Trace and 1792, and they make a lot of our favorite whiskeys, and we view them as one of the largest producers in the world. But in reality, they were about a $1 billion company at the time, and RNDC was $12 billion at the time. So they were 12 times the size of a producer that we view as enormous. And another thing you need to know is that wholesale reps, they're the ones that are actually doing the sales support for the producers, and they would work for a company like RNDC. They work off a lot of commissions. But if they're with a good wholesaler, there's a good chance that wholesaler has some brands that are so popular and so well known that retailers, bars, and restaurants can't afford not to carry them. So they get a lot of call-in orders that they didn't actually have to work a lot to generate. And I asked a wholesale rep one time, and she told me that she makes 90%+ of her income from call-in orders, right? And so the industry is set up weird, because if you have a salesperson that's being compensated on a variable compensation plan because they get commissions, everyone thinks, oh, well, you've set up the financial motivators that you need to get that person out there in the field and doing a good sales job. But in practice, it doesn't work like that, because a lot of the people that are in these positions, when you add up their salary plus the commissions that they can generate from call-in orders, it's enough for them to accomplish all of their financial goals, right? And so they do have to do some sales, but there's limited space on the shelves. And they end up forming these relationships with liquor stores. And so what the wholesaler will do is they'll come to a brand and go, hey, do you want to get a little extra attention from our sales reps? And you go, well, I was already paying you to pay attention to my brand because I'm giving you 30 points. And they go, yeah, we know. But if you get a lot of attention, you should set up a special bonus, right? You should offer a sales bonus for a limited time, and then, you know, they're going to get out there and they're going to push your product. And lo and behold, if you pay that ransom, if you will, they will find space for your bottles on shelves inside their retail stores that they have great relationships with. But guess what happens when that producer stops paying? Do you think that retail store keeps refilling the order and refilling that space on the shelf? That's not what happens in practice. What typically happens is that wholesale rep comes in the store next month and has a new producer that's paying a bonus to get their products on shelves. And so that your bottle goes away whenever it gets sold out, and the new bottle comes in so that wholesaler can make that bonus. And so this system is set up for them to basically extract maximum profits out of the smallest producers who don't have enough power to create their own demand in the market without their sales support. And they do it in such a way that they don't even derive long-term benefit whenever they decide that they're going to do it. When producers stop paying, they end up losing all of the space that they fought for. And this is all made possible because of the government monopoly that wholesalers have because of the three-tier laws, right? And this setup means that new players can only get a seat at the table if they're willing to spend tons of money to do the wholesaler's job for them by hiring sales reps that come in and represent just that producer at the producer's expense, paid for out of that $17 per bottle that the producer's making on that $100 bottle, so that the wholesaler can sit on their rear ends and collect that $21 per bottle that they didn't have to work for. And that's the only way for a small guy to come and get a seat at the table. Hey, Wes.
Hey, man, I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm here for the bottle share.
Oh, wow. So you just carried all this?
Well, I put them in my seat, and I kind of put the seatbelt over them and things just to keep them from... But this one did fall on the ground. I hope it's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes
I'm
you
good.
Lose
you know, I just couldn't... I couldn't decide really what I wanted to bring. So.
Well, I recommend that you get one of these.
Oh, a Mary Poppins bag?
Yes, it's very similar to what Mary Poppins would carry, except for it holds whiskey.
Ooh, okay. Tell me more.
All right, so Bourbon Real Talk has had this custom designed for whiskey lovers. Nothing like this has ever existed before.
Ever.
It's been designed to hold all bottles, okay?
Every size,
a wide bottle like this one, look at it. It fits right in there. Ooh. Super tall bottles like E.H. Taylor, No problem.
What about this
fits
leaper
right
fork?
In there.
It'll fit right
leaper's
in there.
Fork. Look at this. Even the weird shaped like Scotch like bottles. Hey, like
this
the
is a weird.
12.
I bet this one doesn't fit.
Nope, that one's gonna fit just fine. I promise.
Oh wow. Okay. And then we've got. So how many can you fit in here? I mean,
you can fit six in here. Ooh. If this is something that you need because you carry bottles places, head on over to bourbonrealtalk.com and pick one of these bad boys up.
If you want to look really cool at your next tasting that you show up to a bottle share, walk in with one of these Mary Poppins bourbon bags and just keep the bottles coming out of them.
Keep them coming. And truth be told, I've carried up to 10 bottles in this bag. Hmm.
All right.
Because there's separation in between the padding, so you can fit two in the center, two on the sides, boom, 10 bottles.
Boom. That's everything you need. Okay?
Everything you need.
That's what we're here for, to keep you hooked up with all the cool bourbon lover tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes. And also, check out...
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
The other great things that are on bourbonrealtalk.com.
Yeah, do it. I'll see y'all later.
And we're starting to see some ripple effects because of Sazerac Corporation making this same decision that Brown-Forman just made. But Sazerac did it back in January 2003. And they fired RNDC. I produced a video of it. It was my fastest growing video because everybody was looking for information and couldn't believe what was going on in the industry. I think we got 250,000 views in 2 days. And basically, Sazerac figured that RNDC wasn't earning their margin and was also secondarily using their high-demand products to put pressure on liquor stores to make purchases of non-Sazerac products. Now, you'll never get a retailer to admit that on camera because it's actually a crime and they don't want to get involved in the investigation and, you know, piss off a huge wholesaler like RNDC or Southern Glaciers for telling, the police that they were breaking the law because they're worried that, you know, if they were to report that crime and their wholesaler got in trouble, the wholesaler maybe not sell them the product or maybe deliver their products late or whatever, and they don't want that smoke. But Sazerac figured out that RNDC was using their products for that and were not happy about it. So they did offer RNDC a per case processing fee to keep the business and said, hey, we're not going to give you 30% of every bottle anymore, but we'll pay you, I don't know, something like $1 per bottle for you to just deliver it to the store. You're not having to do sales. And there's other companies out there that do logistics for like beer distribution, and they'll do it for $1. So you can do it for $1, but you can't have it at 30% anymore. But RNDC's business structure didn't allow for them to make that kind of change because, you know, their compensation plans and their leases, their buildings, their trucks, you know, all of that stuff. And so Sazerac switched mostly to beer distributors who just do the warehousing and logistics portion of the job. And those companies charge far less than RNDC. So Sazerac was able to actually raise their pricing but still have the product land on the shelf at the exact same price that it would have, because they just basically took part of RNDC's profit from the second tier and pulled it back down to the producer tier. And now that there's proof of concept that this can work, the larger producers are starting to figure out that they can adopt the same strategy as Sazerac. And that's what we're seeing here with Brown-Forman. Why pay for sales when you're going to end up doing it yourself anyway, right? There are some restrictions, though, for companies making these kinds of changes, because you have what we call open states, which are, you know, it's kind of the Wild West. If you're a producer, you can hire a wholesaler. You can fire them the next day if you want to. And that company is an independent, you know, third party, right? But there are some states called franchise states, and once you hire a wholesaler, you're stuck with them, and it's a big to-do if you want to get out of that contract. It's kind of like getting married. And then there's some states that all the liquor stores are controlled by the state government, and those are called control states. And in all 13 states that were on the list where Brown-Forman fired RNDC, they were all open states. So it looks like they did it everywhere that they could without a huge legal battle. And if this strategy that we're starting to see where, you know, it, for a long time, producers and wholesalers were in lockstep when it came to three-tier system rules, because everybody had their cut of the pie, their seat at the table. There was very little change in who was going to get what market share and all that stuff. And everybody was profitable and making money, and they didn't have to worry about a small company coming in and taking market share. And so, you know, all of their lobbying efforts were all in the same direction. But now some of the producers are starting to go, hey guys, we want to keep a little bit more of our money. We think you're taking a little bit too much. And so we're starting to see this strategy spread where the producers that are large enough to not need sales support in a market are working with logistics and warehousing companies only and not needing sales support. And if this spreads, we may actually start to see some wholesalers who start to shift their operational focus, right? Because if you're RNDC and you can't sit back and be fat and happy off of, you know, money from a big company like Brown-Forman or Sazerac, where you get all these call-in orders and your salespeople don't really have to work because you're starting to lose all that business, well, you may actually have to start getting out there and pushing a brand like the Prideful Goat, right? Because that's the only way that you have to make money. So I think in the long run those two largest players in the top in the first and second tier being in lockstep, I think that was bad for consumers. And now that we're starting to see some dissension in the ranks, I think in the long run it's going to be good. It is going to have some impacts on some employees, and I don't want to be insensitive to the people that are going to be affected by this. The people that are doing the physical work will probably still be in demand from the other distributors, but the people that are doing administrative work, they may actually need to go find a job in a different industry. We'll see how that shapes up. But there is an argument to be made that in the end, the consumers will win because of the unnecessary duplication of effort that was out there. This system was very inefficient, and it was causing a lot of costs to be pass along to the consumer. And so I think, like I said, in the long run, it's going to be good for everybody. So hopefully you enjoyed this content. I always do a free giveaway. In this instance, I figured I'd give away some of my favorite Brown-Forman products. So we're going to do 5 1-ounce sample packs that includes a Jack Daniel's Barrel Proof Tennessee Whiskey, a Jack Daniel's Barrel Proof Rye Whiskey, a Old Forester King Ranch, and a Woodford Double Oak Single Barrel that I selected, and Cooper's Craft. A lot of people don't know that Cooper's Craft is a Brown-Forman product. But anyway, so you're gonna get a sample pack of each one of those. All you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content pieces and also future giveaways, because we do a giveaway in every video. And most importantly, you gotta go to the YouTube channel, go to the video description, and fill out the web form that says free giveaway. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability, reach out to the winner, get your address, and ship your samples absolutely free. for free. And if you like this content and you want to support the channel, there are three ways. We have a Patreon that you heard about in the beginning of the video, but we do have Patreon membership levels for all budgets. We have amazing whiskey merchandise at bourbonrealtalk.com, created by whiskey people for whiskey people. And last but not least, I am a residential real estate agent that operates in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you need real estate services in either of those markets, please reach out to me. You can find links for all three ways to support in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning in, we'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about community and connection. And that became a personal mission of mine after I lost my brother to suicide, who was losing a lot of those connections that keep us bound to this world. And I saw at that time how whiskey was bringing people together, even sometimes people who would normally not interact with each other, and they would become friends over this brown spirit. So I thought maybe if I got you connected to whiskey, whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But when you look at connection, you do have to have a forum, and a lot of the forums out there have some negativity that's not good for the mission. So we ended up creating our own space called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast community. You can go join right now. Lots of great things going on in there. One, we learned by looking at the other forums, we didn't want troll behavior. So there's no troll behavior in there. But it was going so smashingly well that we were able to start a 501c3 called livestayproject.org that is a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit. Profit, and that's all administered inside the whiskey community there. But there was another thing that we learned when we were looking at that negativity in the other forums, and it was if those individuals can be hateful to strangers online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving strangers online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.